Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. In industry news, Rebecca Habel has been named managing director of the nonprofit Roundabout Theater Company. Her full-time tenure begins in January alongside interim artistic director Scott Ellis, but she will work as a consultant starting in the fall. As previously announced, Christopher Ashley will be the next full-time artistic director for Roundabout starting next July. Habel currently works at TT Partners, a Broadway production company and general management firm, and had previously served at Roundabout from 2005 to 2011 as general manager for their Broadway and off-Broadway venues. And finally today, the latest hat thrown in the ring of the recent maybe-happy-ending casting controversy is now the Asian American Performers Action Coalition. The recipient of an honorary Tony in 2022, the coalition, in a statement, expressed their profound disappointment to cast a non-AANHPI actor in the role of Oliver. As previously announced, Andrew Barth Feldman, a white actor, takes over for Darren Criss, who identifies as partially Asian, for 9 weeks only, starting on September 2nd. In response to this casting, the actor Conrad Rickamora launched his own scholarship on GoFundMe, aimed at male actors of Asian descent pursuing bachelor's and master's degrees in performance earlier this week. It has received over $47,000 as of today. Many other Asian American artists currently working on Broadway have also made their voices heard about this decision. Requests for a response from Maybe Happy Endings producers were not returned as of yet. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.